CGS, mobile, near the South Carolina, Georgia line.
KB4, CGS, this is KQ4, LOO.
Oh.
That would be me.
I haven't forgotten about you. I still got to look you up on QRZ. I'm just trying to keep up with it all, but on the way to see the in-laws. And so I figured I'd see how I was doing hitting the repeater from pretty far away.
It sounds just a little bit on the weak side and just a little bit of static here and there, but you're reaching it pretty good. I can understand what you're saying.
On, brother. Well, I'm crossing over Lake Hartwell as we speak, so I'll be in Georgia in just a sec.
You must have just passed by Big Water Marina then.
Marina. I don't know if that's Big Water. I'm not super familiar. I passed the Shelton fireworks spot a couple miles back.
Yeah, I like going out there and getting on the boat on July 4th and watch the show. When you get out there and your boat starts spinning around because of the current and stuff, everywhere you look, there's fireworks going off, and it's a beautiful sight.
It's awesome. I haven't been on Lake Hartwell during July 4th, but something tells me I think I was on Lake Lure one time, and people were shooting fireworks off all their docks and stuff like that. So that is a pretty cool experience to be on a lake and fireworks are all around you.
It really is. Lake Lure is one place I want to take my boat, but I haven't been there yet. But yeah, I've been out there several years. I haven't been able to go the last couple of years because of my job, but which means I haven't been able to upkeep my boat like I want to. It's definitely an awesome experience, especially you got the one right there in front of you, and when you spin around and everything else is going off at the same time, it is beautiful, oh my goodness, especially you're way out there in the middle of the water, wow.
My wife is in the car. She said, yeah, plus the reflections off the water, you get double the fireworks. Yeah, I'm not sure how Lake Lure is doing right now. Just went under a bridge. Sorry if it's scratchy. I don't know how Lake Lure is doing right now. I know that it was full of trees after Hurricane Helene, and the Army Corps of Engineers had drained the lake, and they were cleaning out all that stuff. I'm not sure what kind of progress they've made or if they've rebuilt it or whatever. I haven't kept up with it.
Because I really like Lake Lure, especially when you get there right by Chimney Rock and just look up from the lake and see it. It's a very nice sight to see, too.
I like going up to Chimney Rock. It's a good workout. Lots of stairs to go up and down, and it'll get your heart rate going for sure.
But if you really want a good hiking experience, you can go right down the road there, Panthertown Trails. There's a little place called Schoolhouse Falls. Right at the place where you park to get on the trail, and you go down the trail about a mile. It's pretty steep too, so getting there, you're going down. On the way back up, you get there, you'll know it because it's a waterfall. It's the first of like I think 26 or so waterfalls along that whole trail. Enjoy your visit, KQ4, LOO, standing by.